Hello, welcome back to Rogue Startups. I'm your host, Craig Hewitt. Today is a solo episode, solo journey with me, just sharing a bit about what's going on with my business, with me personally, with Castos, and in my kind of journey as an entrepreneur. So I hope you've enjoyed the last few episodes where we've done interviews with kind of what I think are subject matter experts in their fields. We have another kind of handful of those coming up. And to be honest, you know, there's been a bit of a lull in the release of the podcast here because I have four or five of those interviews lined up, but I really enjoy doing these solo episodes. At the same time, they're pretty challenging from a logistical perspective to figure out how I'm going to record this. What am I going to talk about? How am I going to stare into this camera and talk into this microphone for 15 minutes and it be helpful and interesting to you? So thanks for bearing with me as I take this bit of a creative journey with you. And I'm sorry that I haven't been on the mic or on YouTube here recently, but a lot's been going on and I wanted to share that with you today. So first of all, you know, I think the headline news is like business is good. Castos has been growing. Team is really solid and really cohesive. You know, if I think about kind of covering the core functionalities of the business, you know, product development, support and success, all kind of totally covered. Team's amazing there. I really am kind of a marketing manager. We have Dennis, our amazing writer, who's been doing a lot of the content. He's been doing some kind of partnership outreach as well. And then I'm really owning sales, which is a really good fit for me. I like sales. I'm pretty good at it. I'm effective. And our sales volume is not so high that we need a whole big old sales team to kind of cover the amount of leads that we have. And unfortunately, we've not really found a way to proactively go get a bunch of new leads. So that's another story for another time. But from a company perspective, I like to think that we have kind of the core functions covered at this point. And it really kind of brings me to the topic of today. And I wrote a blog post about this a couple of weeks ago, but it's taken me some time even since then to really kind of process how I'm feeling about this. You know, I've talked about like the teenage years of SaaS. And the blog post I wrote was like managing certainty versus uncertainty. And I think that's how I'm feeling here in the teenage years of the SaaS product is, you know, if you're early on, you know that like shit is breaking all the time and you have no marketing, you have no go-to-market, you have no kind of concept of product market fit. And as a result, because everything is broken and you don't really have any kind of assets or resources or momentum, it's really clear what you got to do, right? You got to put one foot in front of the other every day and you got to march towards this goal, which is just like sanity, right? It's, you know, getting across the desert is just the goal. And it's actually pretty clear, right? The desert is over there and the end of it is pretty clear. And you know, when you get to call it 20K MRR or 50K MRR, you can hire a team to take care of some things and churn will be lower. Product market fit will be achieved. And you'll have a pretty good sense of like what the business should look like, right? And what your journey as a founder can look like from here. So we fortunately kind of crossed that point a while ago. And then we went into like the adolescent phase maybe, which is we raised some money, we joined Tiny Seed. We raised money after Tiny Seed as well. Had a, you know, bigger team. We're trying to do a whole lot. And so that was kind of like the growth phase for us as we achieved product market fit. We had a really stable, you know, pretty stable product. It's gotten a lot better recently. And then really tried to scale. And I got to say, like, transparently, like scaling didn't work out as well for us as we'd hoped, right? And I don't really know why, but that's not really the point of this. The point is our focus was really clear then, right? It was just go, 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 like run into this brick wall as many times as we possibly can. Until we run out of money, right? And we did that. We did that for a while. And that was, in a lot of ways, like really clear because the goal every day when I get up is just like marketing, sales, go, growth, you know, not profitability or sustainability, but just growth. Everything was about growth all day, every day. And like we've come out of that mode a little bit, right? We're a profitable company. Unfortunately, to do that, we did have to like downsize our team a little bit. And that's just really hard, right? To say like, hey, we took this shot, we were on this path, we didn't quite get there, and we got to kind of lower our trajectory a little bit to get to somewhere that's sustainable. But I mean, I'll tell you, I heard this in the Tropical MBA interview with Greg Crabtree. He said, like, you've exited the kind of dream phase of business, which was the zero interest rate environment. And now you're in the punch your competitor in the face and steal their customers kind of phase. And I think that's true, right? Like, we, going back a few years, we were in this totally kind of utopian business state, right? Aside from COVID, but zero interest rates, everything was to the up and right. There was venture capital everywhere. People didn't care if they were profitable because they could go borrow or raise money for almost free. And now, like, that's just not the case, right? I think inflation and interest rates are relatively stable, but it's kind of hard for business right now. And so the emphasis is much more on sustainability and profitability. And that's just kind of where we are, right? We're in this kind of post product market fit, post growth phase where I don't want to say the foot is off the gas a little bit, but we don't have these major burning, holy shit kind of problems anymore. And I got to say, as a founder, it's really unsettling. I, like my daughter, thrive in chaos to a fair extent, right? I thrive in saying, holy shit, how are we going to make payroll this month? Or how am I going to close this customer? We got to close this customer. We got to improve this, you know, one metric. And I don't say any of those things now, right? I say, like, cool, business is pretty good. We got money in the bank. It's getting bigger every month. The team is solid. Sure, would I love to have another few people on the team to take some of these things off my plate? Yep. But, you know, honestly, life is pretty good right now. And it's just an interesting place to be from a psychological perspective. Certainly is the first time I've felt like this as a founder, and I've had a lot of guilt around it. You know, I think I've wanted to record this episode for a long time, but, you know, having investors, being part of Tiny Seed and them hearing something like, you know, business is pretty good. I know we're not growing a ton, but, you know, 1-2% a month is like pretty good and I feel okay about it. I am not going to go kill myself to figure out some crazy growth strategy to get us to 3 or 4 or 5% a month. But that's really where I am. And, you know, maybe it's because I'm jaded, right? Maybe it's because we tried and we tried and we tried and we tried and we couldn't find that thing. Maybe that's it. You know, it's possible that the boat I'm in just isn't that great of a boat, right? Maybe the vehicle or the opportunity that I have in front of me is, this is just what it is. I don't know. I put out a tweet the other day that says, if you're not growing 30% year over year, you should pivot or quit. And I think this is kind of related, right? Is I'm kind of saying, this is what our business is. We're in a competitive industry. Fuck, everyone's in a competitive industry. You better hope you're in a competitive industry. But I'm kind of saying, like, cool, this is just what the business is. We've grown at the same kind of absolute level almost every month of our existence. It went up a little during COVID. It's kind of flattened out a little bit now. But I kind of say, like, this is what the business is. And so for me as a founder, there's a lot of guilt in that because I want to change the world. I want to sell for $50 million, kind of person. And that's not the path we're on. Like, and I think the realization I've had is, like, it's not the path we're on. And I think that that's just not the boat we're in. And so that's kind of been interesting, you know, and then I take a step back and say, fuck, I am super grateful to have Castos, you know, pay my mortgage and for my kids to go on vacation and, you know, all this kind of amazing stuff. And for me to have the freedom to live wherever I want and travel and do all these amazing things and have time to record a podcast at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And for us to employ folks who, you know, this is their livelihood and pays their mortgage too. And we're growing, right? But we're not growing like crazy. And so, you know, on one hand, really grateful, feel really great about the opportunity and situation I'm in. The other hand, do feel guilty to say, like, man, I wanted that big, huge, amazing thing, for me, for my kids, for my kind of legacy. And kind of realizing that, like, maybe I'm not willing to do the things that we have to do to get there at this point. And that is, like, risk the health of the business or the profitability of the business, raise more money, work 80 hours a week. Maybe I'm just not willing to be the person or the founder that it takes to get to that point. Maybe that's it. But, you know, I know this is a bit rambly, but I did just want to kind of share how I'm feeling because, in a previous episode, I shared a little bit of this, but my thinking has evolved quite a bit since then. And kind of getting back to the certainty versus uncertainty bit, you know, at those first two levels of the business, right, getting to product market fit and then entering the growth phase, it's really clear and it's really certain what you're doing every day. And then you get into this teenage phase, I like to say, where things are just going along. And things are a little more uncertain. You know, I was sitting around earlier today saying, shit, what am I going to do today? Like, I don't have these burning challenges or projects that I have to do, and it's reliant on me, and I got to get this out the door or else, you know, I'm going to have pissed off customers or churn is going to go up or something like that. And to have a little bit of idle time, a little bit of free mental space, is that weird certainty, right? Or that weird uncertainty that I think we're just not accustomed to a lot of times. And again, like, I really thrive on the shit and just things being in chaos, because then it's really clear, like, we have to fix this one problem and everything else doesn't matter. Now that most of the problems are fixed, aside from astronomical growth, and I'm kind of saying, like, I just don't know that we can achieve astronomical growth, then it's a cool, in a way, it's a cool opportunity and place to be in to say, you know, the uncertainty here, I just got to be okay with. So I'll just share kind of last thing is this applies to the team as well, right? The team kind of sees that, hey, things are pretty good. Like, we're not growing as much, but, you know, things are pretty good. And so actually one of the biggest challenges I've had is, like, how do I relay to the team, you know, the things that we maybe take for granted, but we do every day and are super important, are still super important to maintain the health and the growth of the business. But we're just not going to go do all these million other things. Like, we're not going to go develop a whole new product. We're not going to go pursue a giant new marketing channel. We're going to keep doing the things that we want to do. And we're going to keep putting one foot in front of the other on the path that we know, like, has gotten us here and probably will get us to that next step. It might not get us 50 steps ahead, but it'll get us that next step and the step after that. And that's the talk track and the thought process I'm on with the team, because I've kind of come to terms with it myself, is that's who I am, that's the business I'm in, and that's the path I'm on. So I hope this is helpful. I hope this wasn't too rambly, but I do really enjoy getting these solo episodes in and sharing just, you know, how I'm feeling, what's going on with the business, where I am in my journey. Because if you've listened to this podcast for a while, or you've watched on YouTube for a while, you know that things look really different now than they did, what, 8 years ago when I started. So I hope this is helpful. Promise to be back very soon with more episodes. Have some amazing interviews with really, really talented sales, marketing, growth folks. And I can't wait to share those with you. If you are on YouTube, if you could please like, subscribe, smash the bell, do all those good things. Sends YouTube amazing signals. If you're listening to your podcasting app, give it a thumbs up, give it a like, rating, review, all that good stuff. If I can do anything to help you, please head over to craighewitt.me. I am doing some kind of one-on-one growth coaching these days. So if that's interesting to you, you're looking for some help or just a kind of person to bounce some ideas off of, offering free kind of growth consultations there. We'd love to chat and would love to dive into how we can help you grow your business. Until next time.